The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Chris Christie, who had a little incident on the beach 4th of July weekend. I guess the state is doing so badly that they had to close all the beaches because they couldn't afford to keep them open. So they closed all of the government-run beaches. All of the public
beaches
were closed. But Christie and his family were the only people out there on the beach because he has this, they have a governor's mansion on the beach that he has access to. And since they were already there, they thought they'd just use the beach, even though nobody else could. And his response to people who took offense to that was, hey, run for governor, maybe you could do it too. Well, anyway, yesterday he showed up on talk radio on The Fan, Mike Francesa's show, and somebody was filling in for Francesa, right?
No, he was.
So oh, he was?
We've talked about this
a little
bit.
Because somebody else is on it, too.
Yeah, I think, I don't know who...
It seemed like... I'm sorry, go ahead. Because it sounded almost like an interview of him. I didn't realize that he was his.
Yeah,
so this is the thing. The thing of Chris, everyone knows Chris Christie's political career is dirt. He's got
even
a 15% approval rating. He's known it. And it's the reason why he jumped on the Trump campaign very early in the primary. Because he knew he had no future. So he decided to take a chance. Hopefully Trump wins, which he did. He garnered all this loyalty and it got him nothing. So now he's got a 15% approval rating in his state, which, by the way, they took a poll after the beach thing, and he did not fall lower than Murkowski. So he's
amazing.
Still the fourth least popular governor in U.S. history. But he got to he's at 15%, and he is now looking for his next career. Conveniently, he's a big sports fan. He's well-known, obviously, in New Jersey, New York, in that area. And WFAN in New York, which is the first sports radio station that was ever on the air, is, you know, a legendary radio station. And Mike Francesa, the legendary host, has decided to retire. His contract's up at the end of the year. So it's going to be a hole there in afternoon. So what do you do in that hole? I mean, you can put on another good sports host, probably, but you're going to try to make a splash. You're going to try to make people notice that you're losing your biggest talent. And so
you get the governor of New Jersey, former governor, to come in and do afternoon drive.
What they believe is he may very well take the job and become a sports radio host after this. And, you know, obviously he's a good communicator. He's good at arguing. He follows sports. He likes sports. And he's well known. He's been on those shows on WFAN a lot. And, he, you know, generally has been received well by the audience. So what they're doing here is essentially giving him a tryout.
I mean, this took some giblets to show up after that. Fiasco last weekend at the beach, and then to go on the air and just have people call in. Here's what happened.
Mike in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you, you put your fat in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know,
not just you and yours.
Interesting, Mike. You know what?
What's that, Gov?
You know, Mike, I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
You know,
you're a bully, Governor, like bullies.
You know what? And listen, I'm not the one who came on the air. Hey, hold on, Mike. Mike, I'm not the guy who came on the air, swore on the air.
Who swore?
And so you did.
I kicked the heck out of you.
Yeah, you know, you're swearing on the air, Mike.
Even know
you're,
ass
you're,
is a swear
you're a
word.
Bum.
You know,
so
you
let's
have
so
bad
let's just
go, and you're a
but, oh bad optics,
okay?
Mike.
And
I'd love to come look at your optics every day, buddy. Oh, that's you know what, and you know what, Mike. What matters is what you do. That's what matters.
And what have you done?
What I just did was stop polluting the airways with a guy like that. Now, listen, these guys are going to come on and notice they're both from Montclair.
Wow.
Well, you know what's so funny? Can I just say?
Yeah. I told you when the calls came up, right?
I said to the governor, I said, man, you're popular in Montclair. We got a few guys up. And you're like, no, Evan, I'm not popular in Montclair.
No, there's no chance. You know, in a state like in my state in 2013, when I won 19 out of 21 counties and got 61% of the vote, you know, I lost Montclair. So
they don't like you there.
No. And the editorial page editor of the largest newspaper lives in Montclair. I mean, this is a town that, let's just say, to be charitable, leans left.
Okay, but so that was evident. I can't remember the guy's last name, but Yeah, I think he's on middays or something. Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he is good.
Interesting.
And Michael Montclair, by the way, is a longtime caller of the Fan. Like, he's one of one of their legendary callers that calls like 66 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that's kind of interesting too. I mean, look, that was a terrible.
You call him a communist and a bum.
He did not handle that well.
Terrible. I mean, he handled that really poorly.
Every once in a while, it's nice to see someone doing another job attempt to do yours.
Yeah.
And you realize how crappy they are at it.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, you never want to be the guy that follows the legend. Mm-hmm. So if they move our man Chris Christie in, it could not go well for Chris Christie.
Right. It could be an easy. Governor. Yes, it probably will not go well. He'll probably have an approval rating similar to the one he has in New Jersey.
That'd be a real shame.
But
and you're right.
If that is any indication, he's not going to be good at that job.
That's true. You're exactly right.
You know, again, show one, but that's not a very good way of handling that.
Not a good start. Not a good start at all.